But first up this morning, if you have an empathetic fiber in your being, you've just got to feel for all those mom-and-pop businesses along Johnson Drive in Mission. Massive street and sidewalk work has been going on for 6 months, and the work has shut off front door access for many of those businesses, driving revenue south and undoubtedly putting the futures of those businesses very much in doubt. Now we'll find out what it's been like to try to make a living when customers struggle to get in the door. With us are Sandy Russell. She's co-owner of Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop on Johnson Drive. And Sandy, nice to have you. Good morning.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Emily Randall is also here. She's public information officer for the City of Mission. And Emily, nice to have you too.
Good morning.
Welcome. Well, Sandy, you know, let me just paint a picture for our listeners here because so folks understand what some of the businesses have been up against here. Maybe not on your side of Johnson Drive, but on the north side, the construction has gone up not just to the sidewalk, but literally to the front door, closing off access to the front door for customers who want to walk in.
That is very true, and I think that fortunately there's some businesses that are up the street that did have a back door. So they kind of had to straighten up their back rooms and let people come in through the back door, so that helped an awful lot. I think that we're fortunate on our side just because we've learned from that problem across the street.
You're a South Sider.
We're on the North Side.
You're on the North Side,
yeah,
too?
We're on the north side. The south side actually is the one that lost their sidewalks early on, but then were gravel, then blacktop, and then finally they got their concrete. We fortunately, they left our sidewalks while they did the majority of the concrete work out front.
I know for my friends at Mac Hardware on Johnson Drive, they were going to go right up to the doorstep, right up there. Did that happen?
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep.
And I guess the question, Emily, is why? Why is all this construction going on Johnson Drive? What's happening out there?
Well, Steve, the big effort was a total redo of the street. So the downtown core in Mission, the heart of Mission, we needed an upgrade from building face to building face. Literally, there was a need for all new sidewalks, all new parking stalls, new drive lanes, and that's just a massive undertaking. So when you talk about going up to the door, because we're pouring a whole new sidewalk in that space. So it was overdue and, you know, crumbling in many places and time to really get a reset and a fresh start for the district.
I'm just wondering, though, Emily, I mean, so many of those businesses along Johnson Drive, and I know them well because I'm up and down there all the time, these are mom-and-pop businesses who are having to endure month after month after month of construction. This isn't easy on them, and I know from talking to them.
Absolutely. No, we have a wonderful mix of business owners that are down there doing really unique and fun businesses, but this is not anything that they can cushion in their books or kind of move on without being touched. It is, from the outset, we understood massive undertaking and really would make an impact on them, and we just tried to minimize it in every way that we could.
And how did you try to minimize it?
The schedule was really designed to take to maximize the time that everyone could travel easily through the district. So like we talked about earlier, we tackled the street kind of in quadrants, doing the south side first and first on the southeast, working pretty seamlessly with the contractors to take on a few blocks at a time, so they only have to schedule those subcontractors, you know, once for that section. They can do long swaths of the asphalt removal and replacement at a time, which really speeds up the process overall.
Yeah. I want to bring my buddy Kelly Mack onto our conversation here this morning. Kelly is the proprietor of Mack Hardware along Johnson Drive. Oh, we don't have him quite yet. Maybe we'll have him here in a minute. I'm just wondering, you know, with you, Sandy, what kind of impact has it had on your business?
We only had to close one day, and that was because we had no water. So we can't function without water in the restaurant coffee business. But we have really probably been one of the luckier ones because when they were working on the south side, it slowed traffic down enough that people were going, I had no idea there was a coffee shop over there, you know. So we actually got a lot of new business that way. We've retained most of our old business. So
And you retained it because folks figured out they could come in the back door.
They could come in the back door. We used social media, our Facebook page. We tried to keep everybody up and informed. We have flyers saying, you know, okay, if you're heading down this way, this is the street that you need to go down.
Wow.
So we tried to
You had to be really proactive here to get on ahead of the curve here.
Exactly. And that was the only way. And really, that's the only way you can survive in any situation.
Emily, have you found that a lot of the businesses have done the similar similar kinds of things?
Absolutely, Steve. That's one of the most exciting things from my seat that I see is that there's a lot of energy in the face of this kind of adversity. And there's great cooperation going on business to business. There's social media activity that hadn't been happening previously. So real energizing factor in an odd way.
So Sandy Russell, again, from Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop, have you lost any business or are you ahead?
A bad day during construction has been a better day than our first year in business.
You're kidding me.
No.
So you're a success story coming out of this whole thing.
Well, I don't know if we're really a success story, but we knew what we were getting into. We signed our lease knowing that this was going to happen, and we planned accordingly.
Yeah.
There's some things you don't really foresee, but we kept going.
Sandy, what are you hearing from your fellow business owners up and down Johnson Drive in terms of the impact they've experienced as a result of all this?
I know that there are a lot of people that have been, their daily business has been impacted because people just can't really get to, their businesses, or it's more of an inconvenience for them to get to the businesses. I think a lot, that was early on.
Yeah.
Just probably in the last maybe 3 weeks, there's more of an energy.
Mm-hmm.
There are more smiles. I don't know, what that actually means. But it seems like there's an energy. There's something growing because it is exciting. You can stand. I have a pretty good advantage from Knoll, and I can stand at my shop, look up the street,
mm-hmm.
and it's incredible. I mean, to see the change that's occurred. It's really amazing.
Let me bring Kelly Mack into our conversation now. Again, he's the proprietor of Mack Hardware along Johnson Drive. And Kelly, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us. I appreciate it.
You bet, Steve. Good to hear from you.
Give me a sense of how this massive construction project along Johnson Drive has impacted your very good hardware store there.
Well, for us, Steve, it's been quite an impact. I mean, we're down probably about 20 points in sales, or roughly a month and a half in sales so far year to date. So it's really had an impact, especially we're in a single store operation. So we're struggling up this way. That's certainly true.
Kelly, if you look out your front door today, is the construction right up to your front door, or is that phase passed already?
Oh, we're right in the middle of construction. We're right in the middle of Construction Central right now. In fact, they just put down new curbs between the asphalt roadway and the parking area just here about an hour ago. So we expect here in another week or so they'll probably pull the sidewalks out, so there won't be any access to our front.
So the sidewalk in front of your store is still there, but a week from now, Kelly, you're saying it's not going to be.
As far as I know, yeah. It'd probably be about that timing they're going to pull that sidewalk out for a few weeks, I'd imagine, yes.
Yeah. In terms of trying to work with your customers and steer them to come in the store off to the side there, how are you handling that? How are you getting word out about how customers should handle all this?
Well, we do quite a bit of email marketing and Twitter and Facebook, and every time we send out an ad, every time we do a little bit of a Twitter or something like that, we're trying to say, hey, guys, come down, go 58th Street, come down Dearborn, and come on the backside, park on the side of the building right at the moment. You do have access to the front from Dearborn right at the moment. That, of course, that will change. At that point, we'll probably be walking them down the back alley through the back door while, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kelly, a hardware store, if I understand your business, you guys are really dependent to some extent, maybe a large extent, on traffic just running up and down Johnson Drive, people sort of just spontaneously deciding, hey, I've got to pull in here and I need a light bulb or I need something for the house. I want to pull in tonight and get it on the way home from work.
I mean, that's exactly true. In fact, obviously, a big part of our business is the running home from work, that type of thing. You got to stop in, pick up a couple items, and that's completely gone, obviously. That kind of traffic's no longer up and down Johnson Drive. And one of my worries is it's going to take a while to get people back in the habit of going back up and down Johnson Drive. So it may be a while before we see that kind of traffic pick back up again.
Kelly, are you concerned about surviving this thing just financially?
It is a struggle, and it has, you know, it does have my eye on the books, to be quite honest with you. It certainly is a struggle, Steve.
You and your dad have been running that hardware store for how many years, Kelly?
This one's 75 here in Mission.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've been here 75 years, opened in 1939. So, yeah,
1939.
Moved up in this location in 1947.
And Kelly, I certainly get if someone comes in the store and you have to run, I'm sensitive to that. But just give us a sense, what are you hearing from your fellow business owners up and down Johnson Drive? What's been their experience?
I think they're, for the most part, I think our small businesses are similar at this point. I mean, we do see, hopefully, that it'll be a better situation when it gets finished. But I'm sure most everybody is kind of struggling like we are, where business has just really tapered off and dropped off considerably.
Hey, Kelly, what do you make of how the city of Mission handled this big project, and what was done right, what could have been done better?
Well, I think, I'm still wondering whether or not the project at the scope it needed to be done is, you know, whether everything needed to be done as far as, you know, the size of the project. I think communication from the city could have been a lot better to us business owners on the scope that, yeah, we get an email once a week says this is what's going on, this is what's looking in the future. I would like to see something maybe a little more frequently like that, maybe something that says, hey, this is what's going on, this is why they're not working. I mean, there's been several days, you know, to our eyes, we'll look outside the store and there won't be anybody working on the project.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, why isn't there anybody here? You know, what's not getting done? I mean, is there an issue with, delivery on supplies or something like that, you know, materials? Or, you know, why is it not progressing today? And that's where we start to get frustrated.
Emily Randall from the City of Mission, weigh in here for a moment. Some of these communication concerns that Kelly points out, what about that? What about why take on the entire project in one big bite of the apple instead of parceling it out a little bit over time?
Yeah, sure. And I'm sensitive to, you know, Kelly's requests for information, and we try to we formed a lot of relationships over this process, and the business owners directly with the contractors too. And, you know, you can't live together kind of on the street for months at a time and not, you know, kind of develop that communication, and we're always working to kind of keep it moving. And I think the project overall is the scale that it is. We've got funding coming in from other government agencies to help tackle this, you know, to crack this big nut.
The state and the feds.
Exactly. Yeah. And the county. And we have... And we really wanted to make this project not just a Band-Aid of infrastructure, but a re-enhancement of the district. So mm-hmm. there are pedestrian amenities that are taking place as a result of this. And I think a reinvigorated feeling.
So in terms of
feeling,
Mission being a walkable kind of downtown, that's what you're aiming at here.
We are.
An entirely different feel going forward here.
Absolutely. I think that the district will feel different to its visitors and really welcome that type of lingering, strolling environment that people see in other parts of town. I think it will be a place to, you know, get an ice cream cone and stroll and look in store windows in a much more comfortable fashion that's been the case up till now.
This notion that Kelly Mack also pointed out, this idea that, you know, some days you look out the window of Mack Hardware and there's, you know, lots of construction going on. Some days you look out that window and there isn't much happening.
Right.
What about that? Why is that the case? Why isn't there sort of a all hands on deck urgency to get this thing done through a very integral part of Mission, Kansas?
Yeah, absolutely. We love those days where you look and in four different parts of the street you see those yellow reflective jackets and everybody's going. And that's when the stars align and the subcontractors are all able to be scheduled and working right at that same time. And we have as many of those days as we can. There are, of course, weather delays and conditions, that type of thing that stalls that. And sometimes it's work on one end of the street that isn't visible on the other end of the street. We're talking about six long blocks. And so some things are going on behind the scenes that may not be absolutely evident.
Kelly Mack, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks so much for joining us today. And hang in there, buddy. I hope it goes well for you.
You bet, Steve. Thanks so much for giving us a shout. Emily, have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, that's Kelly Mack of Mack Hardware on Johnson Drive. What's your sense of how the communication, Sandy, has been from the city as this project has progressed?
I think early on there was little to none. You know, we were all kind of in the dark.
Yeah.
They did, however, hire Emily, And she has done a great job, I think, in trying to keep everybody informed. I'm not one that sits back and, you know, wonders. I usually call or email and say, okay, you know, like, or I take a picture. I said, okay, this is what's happening. This is what's outside my front door. What is it? What's happening? You know, I figure that me as a business owner, if I don't care enough to be proactive about what is going on around me, then why should I rely on just the city to contact me? I think, you know, we should be a partnership. And I think that, that this construction project has really kind of brought that in.
You know, you've used a little bit of humor in the way you've approached this at the Twisted Sisters coffee shop. Sandy, what have you done exactly?
Well, we kind of embraced the Orange Cone District. I asked the city if I could have a couple of orange cones, and they kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And so they brought me two. I planted them in my planters so they look like topiaries. And we had the sign company in Mission put Progress on the front. And my customers even got into it. They brought me the little small orange cones that were being used for, like soccer games and stuff to mark the lines. And I said, you don't mind if I drill a hole in them, do you? And so I drilled a hole in the top and I put these fake Shasta daisies in wild colors. And we put little Progress stickers on them.
And we have a photograph of that on our website at kcur.org. And if any of our listeners want to call in real quickly here and give us their reactions to what they're seeing along Johnson Drive in Mission, 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. You can also tweet us at KCUR up to date. We have an email here. Let me just get it up here. I got to move a cursor. Robert emailed us. I live close to where the Johnson Drive redevelopment is located. It is more than construction, he says, and I've walked and ridden my bike by there every week. The pain of the work will pay off enormously, in my opinion, as it is going to be very pedestrian-friendly and encourage strolling around from store to store. I will patronize this area heavily, and I will tell all my friends, family, and acquaintances to get down there as well. And, Sandy, I imagine that'd be a message that you'd want to spread as well.
Exactly.
To chime in on what Robert's saying here.
You know, it's going to be a really, really wonderful place for people to come and, you know, patronize, shop local, you know, Mission forward. And we're just really having a good time trying to create that energy.
And Emily, when is this project finally, mercifully, going to come to an end?
We are all looking forward to the month of November. We are on track, on schedule, sticking to the original contract, completion in November holds firm.
What kind of party are you going to have?
Well, we were just talking about this. There are so many ideas coming from all corners. And I will say, too, we've got 8 new businesses down there since construction began. Some that came right at the start and some that are not yet open.
Wait,
but
you've got
made plans.
8 new businesses since construction
it's
began?
True. Yes. It's true. If you counted when we started in March, we've got new businesses, much like Sandy, coming in fully aware that this project was happening, but knowing that it was the right thing, knowing that this district is getting this complete renewal, and who wouldn't want to be a part of that?
And just to be clear, have you lost any in the meantime?
We have a couple that we were talking before the show about ones who have left, but we think that we can account them for reasons beyond outside of construction. We think they had other factors at play. So.
Okay, let me grab a quick phone call here from Wanda from Mission. Wanda, good morning.
Good morning. I walk that Mission Quarter. I walk Johnson Drive every day. And I do business with the businesses there. And, you know, a lot of those businesses are really, really struggling. And it seems like the city, even though they say they're paying attention to that, it really doesn't seem like it. It seems like something more could be done to help with the businesses, like maybe bigger signs about where to go to get in. Or redirecting traffic so that it's because it's not very clear how to get in those businesses. They have signs on the backside that say the names of the stores in this way and Mission forward. But I think a bigger signs could be a big help to those businesses.
Bigger signs, Emily?
Yeah,
in the works?
It's a balance. We worry about overstimulating the drivers who are trying to pay attention to the cones.
It's tricky driving through there right now.
It's tricky, and we try to do that. There are lots of businesses who have done tailored posts on their social media pages to get to me. You know you want to come to my store, and this is the best way, which I find really effective because it's specific to the business, which helps a lot.
We're at the leave our conversation there. I want to thank Sandy Russell, the co-owner of Twisted Sisters Coffee Shop on Johnson Drive. Hang in there, Sandy.
We're hanging.
Okay, good luck. Emily Randall, a public information officer for the City of Mission. I'm looking forward to the party in November, okay?
We are too, Steve. Thanks.
All right, time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk about private, military, and security contractors and how they dominate America's military. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR.